I'm doing my best to connect to myself at 23 and 24. We have a trio of exiles at this point. The two beautiful young women who lost their way in the midst of an AIDS epidemic in a community that was losing its mind and losing its members. I know Extra was just trying to do a good job by reporting on Proud Lives. But for people like me, it was a constant reminder that my community was dying. And I didn't have the skills to cope with it. Most of us didn't have them. I was connected to one of the very first physicians who dealt with the issue. And he certainly didn't have the skills either. We all went mad. We all found our solace in addiction. Some sex, some drugs, some alcohol. And some just burying their heads in the sand, pretending like nothing was happening. Either way, I understand now that it was a very normal response to a horrific situation. And that when you push humans to the edge of what they can handle, they'll find them. They'll find a solution. And perhaps some people found a healthy solution, I don't know. Like I said many years ago when I first started looking at building Common Tether, I was looking for the breadcrumbs of the people who had gone from surviving to thriving. I was seeking answers. How do I step into the unknown? How do I change my life? And I gave it my all. But I gave it my all within a system that never wanted me to succeed. And it's so funny how my life, I get railroaded just before the big reveal. Just when something wonderful is supposed to happen, it doesn't. And sure, I can take responsibility and say I sabotaged my life. But there are systems in this world that don't want to see the average person get ahead. They certainly don't want to see the average woman get ahead. And if you happen to be of another color, well, then it's even worse. I don't see things getting better in that system. But I do see things getting better in me. So yesterday we called on that 23 and 24-year-old girl to try to release some of the pain in their body. And the sad thing is, I can't hardly see them. They're like silhouettes. And although I sense them holding each other and throwing up repeatedly, I barely saw the fire that surrounded them. They are locked so deep within me that it's hard for me to touch it. I do believe I have found my lost children. These are the parts of me I threw into that toxic river, looking for a solution. I drank the poison then. Maybe that's why I won't drink it now. I feel so outside so much of society. It never really did much for me, so I don't know why I grieve it the way I do. I need to have the courage to set boundaries with the few people that are in my life that are plugged right into it. And I need to set up a beacon so that I can draw new energy into my life, new people who have the courage to stand outside. And I get it. Most people live a little in and a little out. However it serves them. I guess that's the duality piece. But I thought about that sword yesterday. And I'd most especially like to thank Shame and Embarrassed for burning the boxes of stuff that they brought to the fire. I'm so sorry, Embarrassed. I hope that now you can understand that my behavior was driven by an alcoholic, narcissistic, gay father who taught you to dance around the room like a little prostitute for his friends and then shamed you for anything that was feminine within you. God, he hated women. And he certainly hated himself. And now here, one of my cousins is actually coming into town tomorrow. I've seen no one on the side of the on this side of the family since I was 25 years old. And I do love a few of those people. I could sense their light when I was a child. And man, it had to be hard having any light in that family. If you look at the scowl on my grandmother's face and the weak, limp little man that was my grandfather, the system took everything that he had. And she raised her daughters to sacrifice themselves for the one thing that was supposedly important in our world. The man. I really hope that anyone who listens to me does not think that I am some sort of man-hater. I certainly am not. I speak of the oppression that has been carried out on the males in this society, on the males worldwide. You see, when certain members of society, or possibly from other worlds, looked at this planet, looked at the species on this planet. Sure, we could take a horse and make it work for us. But we could take a human and we could make it a slave. They use the same means and mechanisms on both. The thing is that somewhere along the way, man forgot. He forgot his relationship to the system. He surrendered into slavery. And he destroyed anyone who wasn't doing what he was doing. So I really tried to sacrifice myself to the system when my addiction became so bad that I actually overdosed. I chose to live. But the only thing I understood was a system that I had never been a part of. So I got my GED and eventually I got into college and I worked like mad, got 7 or 8 credits more than I needed for a 2-year piece of paper. And they denied me. The just Ontario college system was so unjust. And they weren't interested in me in the system. I knew too much. The truth is, I never wanted to toe the line. And I can't toe it now. Back to the fire. After Shame and Embarrassed burned their box, continue to watch the 23 and the 24 throwing up, holding each other, lost, so very lost and empty. I only pray that I can actually pull their damaged bodies out of the river and save them. I'm grateful that they now are on the farm with Aunt Olive. And that poor girl, that slightly older girl, who died in the chair that night. I understand now. It was no part of me that chose to live. It was spirit. And spirit doesn't care that you're suffering to the nth degree and you just want it to be over. It knows. It knows the plan. It's holding the contract. So I'm looking for the unknown. I'm looking to step into my contract, release my attachment to the mind. I understand its power. I am grateful for my intelligence. But I now ask my spirit, my soul, and my heart to lead my life. Self-loathing came forward yesterday as well. I don't remember exactly how it happened, but all of a sudden the sword that had been speared into the ground lit up. And just then, as Sal saw it, it was directly across the fire. It was calling her to walk through that fire and to claim her gift. And when she was asked what she wanted to let go of, she whispered loathing. And later I saw her walking, tiptoeing around the edge. But she never got far. There are still more stories. There is still more to release. But everything is pointing to the fact that I'm clearing the way to claim what was rightfully mine in the beginning. Love. Self-leadership. The ability to stand in my truth. Please, Spirit. I am here. I am doing the work. I trust you as you trust me.